make of a civilization which has always regarded ethics as an essential part of human life, but which has not been able to talk about the prospect of killing almost everybody except in prudential and game-theoretical terms. In the late 1940s, as U.S.-Soviet relations deteriorated, Oppenheimer's persistent desire to raise such tough questions about nuclear weapons greatly troubled Washington's national security establishment. The return of the Republicans to the White House in 1953 elevated advocates of massive nuclear retaliation, such as Louis Strauss, to positions of power in Washington. Strauss and his allies were determined to silence the one man who they feared could credibly challenge their policies. In assaulting his politics and his professional judgments, his life and his values, really, Oppenheimer's critics in 1954 exposed many aspects of his character, his ambitions and insecurities, his brilliance and naivete, his determination and fearfulness, his stoicism and his bewilderment. Much was revealed in the more than 1,000 densely printed pages of the transcript of the AEC's Personnel Security Hearing Board in the matter of J. Robert Oppenheimer. And yet the hearing transcript reveals how little his antagonists had been able to pierce through the emotional armor this complex man had constructed around himself since his early years. American Prometheus explores the enigmatic personality behind that armor as it follows Robert from his childhood on New York's Upper West Side at the turn of the 20th century to his death in 1967. It is a deeply personal biography, researched and written in the belief that a person's public behavior and his policy decisions, and in Oppenheimer's case perhaps even his science, are guided by the private experiences of a lifetime.